following audio is a podcast from Leader Breakthrough, an organization committed to coaching and resourcing the personal development of risk-taking kingdom leaders. For more information, visit www.leaderbreakthrough.com.
Hi, this is Terry Walling from Leader Breakthrough, and I want to welcome you to a series of podcasts that we're doing featuring our new book, Awakening, Awakening to God's Call in Your Life. And this podcast is a part of a series of four coffee shop conversations I had with my son, Kyle, as we talked through his transition to begin to clarify his calling. We did these in preparation for writing the book, Awakening. And it's a good companion to these podcasts because the book will go far deeper and explain more about the whole issue of God starting to awaken inside of us, both the purpose of our life, the direction for our life, and some of the key values he wants to use to guide our life. So obviously, it would be great to pick up the book, but what we thought we'd do in the podcast and what we're hoping you're able to gain from these times is just to get a little bit of more of the behind the scenes or the raw personal side of what someone goes through and what they actually feel as they are headed into or right in the middle of this time of transition. God does some of his greatest work during times of transition, but it's oftentimes pretty tough to navigate them. So we're hoping these podcasts will help, and we're hoping that each one will actually highlight one of the key elements of the awakening transition. In this last excerpt, as part of our four-part podcast related to the awakening transition and kind of helping you be introduced to the book we've written on the awakening, where people begin to discern God's call in our life, you're going to begin to hear Kyle really get down to the bottom key issue, and that's the issue of trust. Can we trust God to lead us forward? And note how God even uses some of, in all of us, our impatience and even frustration to actually make sure that our hope is set on him and his ability to lead, not our ability to figure out all the answers. So have a listen.
So,
we get stuff, yeah.
I remember, I think the thing I vividly remember about trust at this point in my journey was actually being frustrated. And there was frustration because things didn't change. And I don't know if you know, I kind of had in my mind some type of exchange. I do A and you do B, or you know, A plus B will equal C. Let's get the show on the road here. So definitely frustration in like my current vocational circumstances not changing at all. And then also I think recognizing that, you know, things like ministry, my volunteering as, you know, as a leader in a college ministry, me being invited to, you know, speak for the youth ministry, things like that. Those are the best things I did. And yet, I spent most of my life at that point, most of my waking hours, on something that just drained my soul. And just realized, you know, remembering like, God, I actually have no other choice but to trust you because it, you know, this is killing me. This is, you know, there has to be more. I have, you know, if I don't have the hope, if I don't have, you know, at the very least, just trust that you are going to do something through this, then like, man, if I didn't have that, I would have been dead, you know, certainly spiritually,
because really nothing in the circumstances had changed.
But I also remember being more than frustration with like with circumstances that haven't changed, being frustrated with the idea of trust. And I remember being frustrated at myself, actually, that here I was years later and having seen and shared the testimony of God coming through as really as I didn't trust that well in college, especially financially. that I trust, I would have to trust God. Like every month, another job's going to come through, another thing's going to pick up, something I don't expect's going to happen, or, you know, mom and dad are going to give me extra money, or whatever the case is going to be. You know, God taught me a lot about trust in that time. And here I was years later, facing the same thing and going,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
Like, I just didn't get that. I missed it. This didn't actually change me.
Yeah.
And just being frustrated with myself, like, how is it that I'm having these same problems? How is it that I still can't trust God? And kind of in a moment of frustration, I was just praying and just asking the Lord, like, why is this happening again? Why am I facing the same issue? I thought I conquered this. And, you know, I felt like the Lord kind of assured me and said, you did, but this is like a ladder, you know, and I'm taking you to new heights or new depths. And that this, you know, this trust issue, this looks like the previous rung on the ladder, but we're on a new one. You know, there's more at stake. We're up in the ante here. And I remember kind of that was a moment of clarity and going, oh, like, you mean there's more to do in my own heart. There's more to do in my own character that I hadn't somehow arrived in the area of trusting God. And I, you know, I actually couldn't check that one off my list. But instead, there was, you know, there's a new level that I was being invited to.
Yeah.
And as was and probably is my pattern, you know, I just get so frustrated that I would miss, I'd actually miss what God was doing. I'd get so frustrated with where his circumstance was not, that I would miss what God was doing in that moment. And so, again, just in his grace to not only invite me into what he was doing, but to invite me to a new level, was kind of that glimpse of, oh yeah, you know, you are at work.
Well, in this fourth and final excerpt from just our coffee shop discussions Kyle and I had as we were writing the book and putting down some of the key essentials of the awakening transition, you saw Kyle really recognized that God was taking him to a deeper level of trust. You know, one of the things that's key for each one of us as we wander and work our way and try to navigate these times is, does God have the right to lead us? And if he does, will we really follow him? So it was good to hear Kyle recognize the fact that trust was one of the key issues as God actually began the process now, giving him new direction and leading him to clarity in terms of what he had for him. Well, it's been our hope that in making some of these conversations available to you, that you'll be able to recognize and even identify with some of not just the concepts that are related to the awakening transition, but really some of the deep, raw emotions that we go through as God takes us from one place to another. It's our hope that as you listen to Kyle and I share and really listen to him walk his way through some of the key emotions, that you yourself will gain some hope that the God who actually has initiated this time is doing an important work in your life and leading you on to the next step for your life. Our book, Awakening to God's Call, is available, and you can pick it up by going to our website. You can go to leaderbreakthrough.com/awakening. And it's also available up on Amazon in paperback form or in the Kindle version. The book itself is actually then an expansion of a lot of the things that you saw Kyle beginning to work through and some of the things that we surfaced in these podcasts. The book includes some key issues in terms of how God shapes us during a transition and what to expect. As Kyle unpacks his story, he'll share more of his journal thoughts. We also have a good chapter by Zach Curry, our friend, who actually I have coached through a transition also in his journey, and he talks about some of the obstacles and some of the things that sometimes can work against us as we try to bring clarity to that call. All these resources are helping you know that the God who began this good work in you is actually the same God that's at work through this in-between time. God does some of his greatest work in transitions, and sometimes it's easy to get lost in the midst of them. So we hope the podcasts and the books all encourage you and help you begin to realize that there's a call on your life and you could live for so much more.